Better technology and stricter rules have made egregious doping harder. In Tokyo, samples will be analysed by sophisticated chromatography to look for drugs or their metabolites. Biological passports will be scrutinised for indirect evidence of blood doping, which may reveal itself as suspicious changes in any of a dozen variables, including levels of haemoglobin, the oxygen-carrying molecule that gives blood its red colour, red blood cell count, and the proportion of those cells which are immature. Outside competitions, whereabouts rules mean elite athletes must keep anti-doping authorities apprised of their movements to permit unannounced tests. But record performances are not necessary for victory. Simply being better than your opponents on the day is enough. For that reason, subtler chemical assistance is still worth pursuing. One option is to experiment with new drugs. Sometimes these are created deliberately to dodge the tests. In 2003, a syringe was posted anonymously to American anti-doping officials. It contained a new AAS nicknamed the Clear, for which no test existed. This had been developed by a chemist called Patrick Arnold and supplied to athletes, including Marion Jones, an American sprinter with a string of Olympic medals to her name, who admitted using it. Most new drugs, though, are created by the pharmaceutical industry. Selective androgen receptor modulators, or SARMs, are experimental drugs intended to provide similar benefits to AAS, but with fewer side effects. Researchers hope they will help treat muscle-wasting diseases, but SARMs have attracted sporting interest, too. Oliver Catlin runs the Banned Substances Control Group, an American firm which tests sports supplements for forbidden drugs. He points out that although more than a dozen SARMs are in development, tests exist for only a few of them, and only at the most advanced laboratories.